This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. There are a lot of nuances to why consumer spending keeps chugging along. Here's one potential reason. According to the Fed's survey of consumer finances that came out this week, American households saw a record 37% rise in net worth between 2019 and 2022. That trend was particularly pronounced among Black households, whose wealth grew by 61%, and Hispanic households, whose wealth grew by 47%. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on what that might mean for our country's big, stubborn wealth gap.
Most of that broad increase in American households' net worth can be explained by one asset, says senior economist Kayla Bruhn with Morning Consult.
You know, home values went up a lot 2019 to 2022.
But there wasn't a significant surge in Black or Hispanic homeownership during the pandemic. So why did those two groups' wealth grow so much faster than white and Asian households? Bruhn points to the pandemic labor market.
Jobs growth was increasingly benefiting sort of those lower wage sectors because that's where more of the recovery was still taking place from the pandemic, things like leisure and hospitality and food service.
Sectors where Black and Hispanic workers are overrepresented. Joanne Hsu, an economist at the University of Michigan, sees another explanation.
We also see increases in stock market participation for those two groups as well,
allowing them to benefit when the markets rebounded from the brief pandemic recession in 2020. But some of the recent growth in Black and Hispanic wealth is a bit of an illusion. Since those households started with less wealth, small changes have a larger impact. And the Fed's report points out that despite faster wealth growth, the absolute dollar value between Black and Hispanic households' wealth and white households' wealth actually got wider during the pandemic.
What we are seeing is the legacy of historical racism, discrimination, and redlining.
That's Vanessa Perry with the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center. And she says current economic conditions won't help us make inroads.
In fact, the homeownership rates were suppressed by the very appreciation that we're talking about.
Which, she says, could help explain another of the Fed survey's findings, that Black and Hispanic households felt more uncertain about their future finances. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.